For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Jumping into the Latin music scene, Karol G has, of course, been one of the more pivotal players when it comes to that specific region, as when you have a track on the charts for about 16 weeks, peaking at number 32, but then currently being at the 39th most played track in the world, in those 16 weeks, you can see the great hold that that specific track has as far as Scientist Hubiera Conocido. Hopefully I said that right. You know, I'm trying to get better with my Spanish words. You know, I try my best, right? But anyways, the new track from Karol G and Saudalaza, No Me Cansare, is basically been anticipated for a while, but now is out on all DSPs. So when it comes to Karol G specifically, she has Contigo with Tiesto. She has the track that's her most popular as far as her 2024 releases, Scientist Hubiera Conocido. And then you have Vivo Por Ella with, who's that with? Andrea Bocelli. So with those specific tracks, obviously the one I kept saying as far as the Scientist track is the most popular. So with this new track with Saudalaza, I think I've covered Saudalaza before because that name definitely sounds familiar. Let me see. Yeah, so I've covered Saudalaza. So if you look up Saudalaza Analytic Dreams, it should pop up on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. But the specific track, Alibi, is one of the tracks I covered. And that one was doing phenomenal because I do get a lot of love from the specific regions who listen to a lot of trap, a lot of Latin music. And, you know, of course, it's appreciated, which is why I keep covering this region and trying to just give you actual beneficial information when it comes to your favorite artists. So with that being said, obviously, this is blending Karol G's urban sound with Saudalaza's multicultural and experimental approach. As with Saudalaza, she's Iranian, Dutch from, well, I already said that. So with her being active in the music industry since 2015. And then, of course, with Karol G putting out music since 2014, you come to realize that these are both veterans in the game who know how to make a great track for their respective fan bases. So coming together and definitely being known in general for, well, specifically Saudalaza, being known for her ability to genre fuse and also use her lyrics when it comes to addressing certain social issues. That is one of the more pivotal ways that Saudalaza has gained her viral fame, especially with the track Alibi that I covered, that you can look up, you know, shameless plug, right? And then, of course, with Karol G currently having the 39th most played track in the world, this was just a great match for these specific artists, especially where they're from, what they're representing, and just the overall fan base is coming together and realizing that these two artists sonically sound great together. So with this release being highly anticipated, out now on all DSPs, now you can look at it and you can tell why these two artists have been in the game for so long. Because a lot of artists sometimes get hindered by their past work, because you put something out, people listen to your new work and they say, this is cool, but it ain't what you did in the past. Whenever you ever heard somebody say, you know what, that man album he put out this year was better than all his albums from the previous years. Right. Never. You've never heard that, because nostalgia is a real thing, and people will rarely say that the current music that you're making is better than your past music. But guess what? At some point, the current music that you're making 5 years from now, if you're still in the game, is going to be that as far as the previous works. It's going to be better than what you're currently making. So technically, it's just a never-ending cycle. with that being said, Self-Doubt Liza did face some controversy surrounding her gender identity, which I'm definitely not giving my personal take on, right? Because I don't know too much about it, first and foremost. But also, with the whole rumors and stuff on social media as far as the controversy, you know, it's apparent that this was something that's been brought up. And she also addressed the situation humorously, mocking the comments about her appearance and using the moment to promote her latest single. So it seems like she's taking this in stride, which is something that I definitely encourage every artist to do, because what you don't want to happen is a big kerfuffle to be made about nothing, essentially, and then you to seem upset because now they basically did the one thing that they set out to do. One, gain acknowledgement, and two, create some type of disturbance in your life. So not letting it affect you and humorously addressing it is one of the more impactful ways and efficient ways to handle these type of nonsense claims and viral controversy that you're facing. So shout out to Self-Doubt Liza for, you know, addressing that perfectly. And as far as beyond her music, she speaks on a lot of political issues. I'm not a political platform by any means, of course. I cover gaming and hip-hop, but, well, gaming and music at this point. But with that being said, her 2017 song Beebin was a protest against U.S. President Donald Trump's immigration policies, which delivered in Farsi as a statement against racism and intolerance. So with me previously stating how she made her claim to fame, seems like she's not shying away from that as she continues to talk about political issues and certain things addressing her own region and where she's from on every single track. And Nomi Kansare is definitely no different. So with that being said, Karol G, I've covered a lot of times as far as her specific tracks. And I think for me, when it comes to Karol G, her respective fan base do enjoy when I cover certain other artists in the Latin music field, but especially when it comes to Karol G. And that's just a testament to her fans coming back time and time again to listen to what she has to offer, because usually 9 times out of 10 is high quality. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio and let me know on one of my social medias, have you listened to the track Nomi Kansare by Karol G and Self-Doubt Liza? And if you did, what was your biggest takeaway, and do you think it was fire or trash?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.